it can be difficult to thrive as a new and emerging artist. The goal with this project is to increase exposure of new artists in our community and to have them showcase their talents on the radio. By engaging a younger demographic, this ensures the art, culture, and history will thrive in Minnesota. This is New Artists on Air show with host Jacob Woody on Niji Radio.
This is a new artist on air and a different type of artist on air. We got a producer, writer, and the director of short films here. If you want to just go ahead and introduce yourself, that'd be great.
Hi, Jacob. Hi, everybody. My name is Shazoda Varberg, and as Jacob said, I'm a director, producer, and writer of short films right now, but I'm hoping to make longer films in the future.
Awesome. That'd be perfect. So how long have you been doing all this for short films?
Well, it actually started a year ago when I actually started making films, when I got a camera, which I could use to film films. But my dream started when I was little. I wanted to be a movie star at first, but over time that changed to wanting to make films because I didn't really like taking orders. So I'm like, hey, why not give them? So that's when it started. So a long time ago, I'd say.
Awesome. That's awesome. And how old are you, by the way?
I'm 20 years old. I'm not 19. I'm 20 years old.
Time flies. That's probably why you had to think a little bit. Well, who inspired you all to do all of this work with short films?
It was a lot of people. Over time, well, when I was a kid, I used to watch a lot of TV. That was my favorite pastime. I wanted to meet Steven Spielberg and do all of that stuff. So I'd say it was him at first. Currently, my people who inspire me right now are James Cameron. He's a director of Avatar. That's my favorite film from him. Not because it's just stylistically gorgeous, but also because it has meaning behind it. And there's a writer who inspires me. Her name is Maggie Stiefwater. Her writing is raw and powerful and creates a certain atmosphere, and that's something I want to achieve in my writing and my films. And there's also a newer director. She's also an emerging female director. She recently made a short film called The Herd. Her name is Melanie Light. And the film is about the real problems with factory farming, but translated into human terms. And that's something that's a problem that resonates with me. And she sort of inspires me. And that's who I want to be like.
Awesome. That's amazing. That's a lot of inspiration. That's a good thing to have, because what I think it is, it's like, you know, if you put your mind to something, you can probably do it, but you need to have a good backbone of inspiration, you know?
That's right. And it's not just the people that you don't know. It's also the people who surround you who should inspire you. For me, it's my mom and my sister, and also my teacher, Mrs. Swabney, with whom I took a mass communications class and where I actually got to work with cameras and editing and being in front of the camera as well.
So what school was that in, by the way?
I went to LPA, Lake Park Audubon High School, and I decided to take Mass Comm as a senior, as one of the electives, because it was something that I wanted to go into. And it was just, I think they just started offering it 3 years ago when they built the new school. So it worked out perfectly.
Awesome. That's amazing. That's a good thing that the right time at the right place type of deal, huh?
Exactly. Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, you said your mom and your sister helped you out along with Mrs. Swabney at the LPA High School. Are they talented with that stuff and they help you out with all your work and all through that?
Well, my mom, she actually made me, go after my dream. But the person who helps out with a lot of the filming and all of that stuff is my sister. We sort of bounce ideas off of each other and we have fun because that's what it's supposed to be. While you want to carry out a message and make artwork, you also have to have fun with it. And
totally.
I think Mrs. Swabney worked at a TV station and she obviously teaches Mass Comm, so she knows all of that stuff too.
Awesome, yeah. That's a cool thing about it, that you have some people that help you, but also they had experience themselves, which really helps a lot. And you're talking about all these different inspirations you had. If you could pick about, I don't know, five or so, or how many ever, actors you wanted to have in your short films that you have wrote and produced and all that, who would that be, do you think?
The ones that I think about all the time would be Brad Pitt, obviously.
Okay.
Because he's a good actor. And also recently I found out he was vegan, which is who I am as well. So I think we'd work well together. Same with Joaquin Phoenix. He played in... I think you know him because he played in Walk the Line. He played Johnny Cash. But also his new film, Her, he was really good. And he narrated a documentary called Earthlings. So, yeah, he's pretty good. I'd also pick Emily Deschanel. I don't know if she does movies, but she does TV shows, like Bones. Okay. She was one of my favorite TV shows growing up. I'd also like to work with international stars, some Indian ones like Priyanka Chopra, Amir Khan, and maybe just get new people as well, new faces.
Yeah, that's awesome. That'd be a good thing.
Yeah, like Tim Burton and Johnny Depp sort of like grew off of each other, working together, do something like that.
I did not know that. That's a new thing. Learn something new every day. Awesome. And with those actors, would you like to see, you know, this up in like a big Hollywood big screen at a big showing at a theater or something, or even at a Broadway if you even turn into plays and do a musical or something, have that performed on a stage? Or is there a big dream that you want to have it on? Or
oh, definitely. That'd be really cool to see it on big screen and see it on big stage such as Broadway. But as long as I can infuse the stories I create with the meaning I want, and sometimes that's not possible, especially with all the, you know, the rules, I assume, with the big production companies.
Mm-hmm.
So while I would like to do that, I think some of my films and stories will have to be on a smaller scale for certain audiences. So I think both of those will sort of intermingle to create a bigger, you know, dream of mine.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool. Right on, bud. I'm just trying to figure out what questions I haven't asked you yet. Well, you were talking about all these films that you've done. How many have you made and all that?
I think I made 2 short films. One of them I was actually had an idea for as a junior. I wanted to work with the student council and make a little, you know, something that would promote it and have kids join it. But that didn't work as a junior because, one, I didn't really know how to work with cameras and I really didn't know anything. So I actually did it as a senior when I got to know Mrs. Swabney and I could take out all the equipment and film. My sister and I wrote a script and then we asked the kids from the student council to, you know, work out a time where they could come and we could film scenes, which was, you know, a little bit of a mess because there were a lot of kids in student council and some of them couldn't work, so we had to delete some parts and, you know, add in new scenes depending on who could be there. So, yeah, Strange Happenings was my very first short film that I did. And you can, I think, find it on YouTube, too. My YouTube channel is Flora Mina. That's 2 words, and the meaning behind the name is the names of my grandparents, sort of like combined to make something catchy.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's called Strange Happenings. Do you want to give any more backstory on it, or did you about cover it?
Well, let me think. I think with this one, I wanted to mix different genres together. Mm-hmm. So I wanted something with sci-fi and detective stories and, you know, horror a little bit. And, you know, this is what it turned into. I think you won't be able to watch it unless you look it up, but it was really fun and, you know, a learning experience, definitely.
Yeah, awesome. I guess everything's supposed to be a learning experience, you know, through this whole, I bet you know more than I would on it. But going to play for you here. It's called Strange Happenings. It's one of her short films she did.
It was just an ordinary morning. But then, something strange happened.
So, who do you think stole all the gas tanks? Someone who needed them. What would you need an empty gas tank for? Hello?
Detective Ace?
Who is this? What's wrong?
Hurry, something terrible happened at the old school.
The old school, now. The old school?
And more strange things were happening elsewhere.
Rory Manola. Aurora Manola. Aurora
Spaniola!
Kim Batarish, sir.
Saran Unji Fan, sir. Pa!
Talaka, where could I call us? In Shoka, your showman, Yeshudakis. So, well,
as we drove to the old school, I found out what was really happening. The truth was pretty strange.
Detective, I'm so glad you're here. There's something horrible going on inside.
Can you tell me exactly what happened?
Well,
my friends and I were doing a project on the old school.
I wonder if there are lights in here.
There's a light, sir.
Oh.
Yes.
Whoa.
Then things got strange.
I don't like it in here.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm serious. The air is spooky.
Spooky? Well, I kind of agree with Sean, but we gotta get this done. I'll start with that hallway.
Alright.
The lights in the hallway didn't work.
Do you see that?
Sean, don't start.
No, I'm serious. Did you see that?
It's just your imagination.
I think I forgot something. I'm gonna go get it out of the car.
You're such a lily-livered old pie.
You're a nerd.
Sean, you better come back. You're a main reporter. All right, Mom. You stand right there and read the lines. Can I see the lens again? Sean, that's not funny.
And then we ran out. And I made it outside and called you.
So what happened to the rest?
They disappeared.
Call for backup. Call for backup. We're going in.
That's where the ghost appeared.
And things were escalating quickly.
Dash! Is that the ghost? Who are you calling a ghost, you sweet mother pearl?
Some kind of practical joke?
I don't know.
If it is, it really isn't that funny.
Good, yeah. Okay, so. Yes, Sean, then. Yes, sir.
What? Why is he pointing at me? Why is he pointing at me?
The rock in your pocket. We need it to return to our planet.
Well, I need the rock to find the treasure. Until then, you can't have it back.
Where did you get this idea of treasure?
Well, the incantation...
Alright, that was Strange Happenings. If you want to check out more, you can go to your YouTube channel, was it at, right?
I think you can probably look it up, but I should upload it onto my YouTube channel.
You guys can get all that stuff there. It'd be perfect for that. It's about 10 minutes, maybe?
Mm-hmm, I was going for
10. It's a pretty good-sized short film. And so how long did that take to, from start to finish, how long did that usually take?
That one, since it was the first one, I think it went actually faster than my other short films. Because, you know, I sort of went with it. I wrote the script. I would say, altogether, without counting all the breaks I took, added up, it would be 4 days, 4-ish days with writing, four or five. But it was difficult to get everybody together. I still remember texting some people as I worked in Casey's in the cooler stacking stuff. And someone texted me that they wouldn't be able to make it. And I was scrambling to ask other people who could fill in that part. And then since it was cold outside, the camera people, which were a couple different ones, they were freezing and everybody was freezing until we got into the old school in Lake Park, which we filmed in, which was really interesting because I used to go there as well in the old school. And it was strange to see it all, you know, old without people in it. It was kind of creepy. So I think it kind of added to the whole short film.
It was, it's a really good one. I remember you showed that at, was it the talent show that one?
Yeah, I think it was at the Snow Days talent show or something. Yeah.
It got a really good feedback, I heard. It was a really good production, really.
For the first time, I think it wasn't that bad. And I think also I went to college this year to MSUM, and one of my film professors actually asked for if anybody had their high school, anything from their high school, because it was a high school film festival in somewhere around the Moorhead area. I think it was also screened there, and he said most people liked it, and he liked it too because of the costumes and, you know, just the amount of people in there.
Yeah, and there was a lot of people, that's for sure. And there a lot of talented actors, because I know a good friend of mine was in there. Mr. Tyler Dahlgren.
Tyler Dahlgren. Yeah. I think he went to school for acting too.
Yeah, he's
like, he's going there.
I talked to him the other day, and he's going in Augsburg for a theater major.
Yeah, and I think the name seniors is who I who I made more of the stars of the show, because it was the seniors and I wanted to showcase everybody's talents. So I think everybody did a great job, better than I expected. Yeah,
a really good job. Let's kind of move off of that, and we can talk about that later if you want, but what do you plan on when you, in the future, what do you plan on doing? Are you going to still do this, or are you going to, what are you going to do?
Well, in the future, I think I will definitely keep going with the filmmaking thing, because everything takes work, and right now, obviously, sometimes I feel like it might not be the best path to take just because of all the, you know, competition. And it's also not the best place for females at the moment. I know quite a bit of female directors, but the industry itself is dominated mostly by men. From what you hear, like the people who win the Oscars, it's mostly male directors, you know, Steven Spielberg and, you know, other ones. But I definitely, I think I want to keep going with it, and I want to try out doing films in 3D, like James Cameron's doing, and maybe in the future we'll have something like with virtual reality, which I've been reading up on, where there's like cameras that go in a circle and they film around, and you can sort of make a kind of like a movie where people actually can be inside of it. So I think that's what I want to try and do.
Wow, that is actually really cool how technology is like that nowadays.
Yeah, I think so. And learning about film history, that's what it was. It was, you know, when the sound was starting, a lot of people were skeptical, but now sound is, you know, the normal thing. So maybe, you know, if I pioneer this 3D technology, it'll be the normal thing in the future. And,
yeah,
you know?
Totally. That'd be amazing. Well, I wish you luck on it. I really do. You can probably go far on this. I can't wait. With your short films that you've wrote, you said about three, was there? Three or four?
Yep, there's three planned that I want. Four, actually, yeah. But two of them are actually filmed and done with.
Awesome. What inspires you to write all of that? Like, is there, is it like life coincidences, or is it just movies? Is it, you know, a whole, what is it actually that inspires it?
The first one, The Strange Happenings, was sort of, it was because I wanted to get a story out. But the other two, and then there's one that was just silly that I wanted to try out camera angles on and just kind of experiment with the camera. That one isn't done yet, but I want to do it. It's going to be about spies and just kind of silly stuff.
Okay.
And but the other two, I sort of, one of them I went off of veganism, is where you don't, you know, contribute to any animal abuse, which is obviously probably nobody wants to do that, so it kind of resonates with everybody. And that's sort of what drives me to make films. That's what drove me to make one of the films called Remembered. It was about the hunter becoming the hunted, since there's a lot of hunters here, which is probably not going to appreciate that, but you can still check it out and see what you think. And the other one was more about, you know which one I'm going to be talking about, By the Side of the Road. It was, I went off of another short film, but then it turned into something like, you know, watch out on the road or else you know, might end up hurting someone you like. So, yeah. Serious things kind of inspire me, but then silly things as well.
Well, that's a good thing. So you kind of like that one you're working on now, The Side of the Road, right? That one?
Yeah.
That's kind of like the Smokey the Bear of roadside assistant, right? Right? Is that kind of?
I guess. Well, you were gonna be in it. I think you were in it.
I am in it.
No. You are. Well, you will be in it.
Yes.
Since we started filming it, but I don't think it will get done since, you know, I'll be moving along with my family down to California. So maybe it'll be done in, you know, a few years or so.
Yeah, it will get good progress, I hope so. And
yeah.
It's a lot of fun to do. But, like, as you mentioned, you're going to California. Is that going to maybe expand your talents and skills with technology and filming and all that?
Oh, well, I'm hoping it will. It will also provide a lot of opportunities to learn all that stuff, which will, I think, expand my skills and meet new people because, you know, a lot of the film and the YouTube community is down there. So, yeah, I think so. I think, well, that's the reason I'm moving down there.
Awesome. That's really cool how that all is planning out for you. Yeah, that and then California, that's actually, especially Los Angeles, right? It's Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's the area we're going to.
Yeah, that's a pretty big place with, as you said, a lot of different type of performers. Where can people actually find all of your work that you've done? Is there like a certain website that you have put up or where?
I think at the moment it's just my YouTube channel, the Flora Mina channel. But I am thinking about, you know, making a website which is for each of my films and then making one about my own, myself and my sister, because we're going to collaborate on things, I think. But, yeah, but at the moment, it's just my YouTube channel because, you know, it's free. But making websites does cost money if you want it to be really good.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I know that, like, especially, like, the cameras and stuff, it is actually pretty expensive.
Yeah, some people rent equipment, too, but it's really nice to have your own.
Yes.
Because you will, you know, you get to know the camera and do cooler shots because you already know it.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that's how it is. That's, I think, a big plus on some things, like you own your own equipment, right? You own some equipment.
I own a camera and a tripod. And
awesome.
Hoping to expand the equipment on.
Well, yeah, it probably will once you get to,
like,
California.
Like more audio, yeah.
Yeah, it probably will get there. Maybe with a boom mic or something, you know.
Yes.
So, you mentioned how many people you worked on that last one with Strange Happenings. Is there, who else have you actually worked with? Is there more than just some school people, or is it?
Well, in Strange Happenings, everyone was from school, but in my other one called Remembered, it was actually, I think he's a high schooler. He graduated this year, but he was a really good friend of ours. We met with his mom when I was leafleting, actually, at the campus, and we sort of, like, she said he was into acting, and I was like, yeah, he seemed like a nice, you know, guy and easygoing. And when my sister and I thought up of making the short film Remembered after seeing The Revenant, Leonardo DiCaprio's. And I was sort of going for that feel, and for the feel of capturing Minnesota, that's like cold, harsh winter thing.
Okay.
That's how it started, that film did. And so, yeah, I asked him if he could be in it. It was just the one actor thing. He was just kind of in the woods. You can probably, you can find it on my YouTube channel. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun, even though we weren't, like, super close, but we got, I think, filming brings you a little closer, just especially filming in the elements.
Uh-huh,
like,
yeah.
You have to work together probably. And, like, carry all the equipment and, you know, think of all the shots and how it'll look and, you know.
Totally, yeah. I understand that completely. It's very true. Well, I got a piece of audio here for you. Did you you want to probably have the listeners hear this, that remembered short film mm-hmm. that you did?
Yeah, they can listen to it a little yeah. bit. Just a sneak peek.
Yeah, we'll play it some for you here. It's called Remembered, and it's another one of her short films. I'll give you a little sneak peek on it.
Sometimes life happens without consent. Different moments collide in an indefinite point of singularity. And the world stops making sense. All the guilt floods the mind, leads into the present. Even as you try to ignore it, forget it. Sometimes it's impossible to know why, impossible to discern yourself from the rest, impossible to break away, but there's always a reason, always a way.
Remember what?
Memories are strange things. They come and go as they please. And guilt is even stranger. It builds over time, slowly, and breaks away from the shackles of numbness and pride. And it takes you somewhere far away. Sometimes you may walk for days on end and not remember the reason, the time, the place. Surviving like an animal, scrounging for food and wondering. Why? Why, as you try to build sense out of scattered thoughts and half-muttered excuses?
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about kind of which, I mean, we'd mentioned this before,
mm-hmm.
but what are you kind of working on and planning out right now? Is there, I know you said you're working on one that I'm kind of starting to star in,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing, what else are you actually doing? I forgot, actually.
I just really, really recently got done with a different kind of project. It wasn't a short film. One of my friends, the mother of the actor who was just, you know, in Remembered, who's my good friend, she asked me to help with a promo for a veg fest that she actually makes happen. Last year was the first year it happened in Fargo-Moorhead area,
mm-hmm.
and she got a really famous doctor to come. He was actually from the Fargo area, but he now lives in Washington, D.C. and has his own hospital and all
wow.
that stuff. And, yeah, he came and talked, and there was a bunch of people to listen to him. So I was like, wow, I'm in the right circle sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it's also the promo for this year's VegFest was a good learning experience with doing something other than a scripted sort of like a film. This mm-hmm. was more like you work with people and they are actually saying what's going to happen. So
totally, yeah. Well, that makes sense. And I bet it is a different kind of world in a way.
Because mm-hmm.
like you said, it's either scripted or it's the promo where it's off the cuff in a way. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay. Well, how often do you... Well, actually, just so people know out there that are listening to us on this interview here, where can they actually... we said this before, but I like, you know, refresh your memory here. Mm-hmm. Where can they find, like, all your short films and some of the other stuff? I know you said maybe...
Yeah, you can... Right now, you can find all of my work, everything I've done, and soon Strange Happenings will join it, on my YouTube channel at Floramina.
Okay.
Yep, Floramina.
Awesome.
So if you just look it up, it's two different words, and you can find me.
Awesome. And you owe it to yourself, guys. It's a really good work here. Very talented casts that they've had and very talented people that have filmed it. Now, you said that early in the interview that you said that your mom and your sister help with almost all of it, is it? Or just certain
much.
Jobs for each person?
Well, my sister and I sort of share the responsibilities, but I think in the filmmaking process, I do more of the script writing and sort of like the directing, the action, and she does a lot of the camera work and she helps with the graphics, and I also edit little bit, you know, they kind of interlap with each other and we share the responsibilities, but you know, and my mom, she's a moral support.
Well, that's good.
Yes,
you got to have those in life, that's for sure.
And financial support too at the moment. So
you need that too.
Yes,
that's for sure.
Sponsor.
Yes. You're saying that they help you, and now all together, I mean, is it with your first one, it was Strange Happenings. Now, then you said that took about 4 days just to write. Right?
To write, and then I obviously took a break from the writing, and then, you know, there was all the planning. And to film it all, it took, I would say, 3 days. And then also, I guess I forgot about the editing, which took about a week or two, because I worked a little on it. One, my free period in high school, so... Mrs. Swabney actually let me out of one of the classes that I was in because I had covered the material in that class previously. So she let me out and work on it. So that took about 2 weeks to edit the whole thing together and find royalty-free music, you know, all the effects and sound effects. So that's a lot of work that goes into editing.
I'm sure, I'm sure. So you're all around when with all the stuff you do, huh?
I think a lot of the emerging directors have to be because, you know, there's no one else to do that job for you, so you sort of have to do it yourself. But I think it's really good because you get to know the entire process of filmmaking that way.
Yeah, totally. I understand that completely. I mean, I'm more on the... I like acting a lot. I'm in a lot of plays, you know, but... I haven't really done much with filming, but, you know, it's a whole different world.
It is. Than theater, I assume. Yeah, because in film, the camera captures every motion, especially if it's close up to your face. So I think it's a little different than theater in that, because the actors have to use more of their facial muscles to express some of the emotions and, you know.
Very true.
But I think there's some similarities in that, too, because... You know, a good actor shows, no matter if it's on stage or on film.
Yeah.
And good directing and everything, the script.
Everything goes, merges together,
yes,
hopefully.
Yes,
yes. That's hopefully what happens with some of them. Well, how often do you work on your films? Do you set a day aside? Or, like, if you miss a month's work, do you get down on yourself? Or, like... How often do you levy yourself, and plus with this and plus working and plus moving soon? It's all that.
Well, since it's kind of hard to say because, you know, since we're all artists, I'm sure you understand, sometimes you just don't want to work because you don't have the inspiration. I think those drought moments where you really have nothing. And it happens to me quite often, but when that inspiration hits, I sort of try to sit myself down and, you know, write the ideas out, or I talk to my sister, Shahida, and we just go farther from that inspiration, because inspiration is a start, but then you also have to, you know, think about the project and think about how you're going to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that happens once a month, I guess. But then if it happens, it lasts until I get it done. So that's how my projects have been. I have an idea, and I try to get it done while I can and while everybody else can, because filming is a collaborative effort and you have to think about everybody else's schedules. Mm-hmm. And because I can't pay people and I don't pay myself, and everybody like works and I work, and so you have to think about those things. So I would say it's random, really, depending on everything.
Okay, that's sometimes how it has to be, though, in some mm-hmm. cases, you know. And as I write some of my own music, and not as much as plays, but like, you probably can agree with me that sometimes inspiration mm-hmm. doesn't come at always the perfect time.
Well, that's true too. Yes,
uh-huh.
Especially with that I'm moving like in 2 days, and the inspiration like sort of came in towards the end of July, and that's when I asked you to come be a part of it. But then, and your yeah. other classmate, and it just didn't work. Yeah. That, as well as I thought it would.
Well, that happens sometimes, but I hope we sure can finish it.
Hopefully it's for the better. Maybe we'll come back with, you know, better equipment and make it something awesome.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Better than ever before. No.
Yes.
Do you only do short films, or is there, like, other things you direct, like plays or something, or is it, what else do you really do?
One time I tried co-directing a play in high school. I think you were in that play, and that one act play, I sort of tried to help, but it's different, I guess, as we talked about. It's similar in some aspects, but it was different because it's on stage, I guess, and you have to get everything right the first performance, sort of. But you practice for a long time, for a longer time.
Yeah,
but yeah, I've done directing, and like I said, I've done promos, which are different than directing a short film. In the future, I'm hoping to, you know, try out music videos, maybe. I think I've done sort of a music video for one of my friends who sings, but nothing, like, too fancy, just filmed her sing.
Yeah.
But I'd like to do some of those cool music videos that
you
might have seen, and longer, like, full feature-length films as well. One of the ideas that I've had for one started out as a short story, as an assignment in one of my classes. It's about a man who sort of lives in an apartment, sort of alone, and he has a bunch of plants. And he reads something in the paper about thieves stealing plants from the cemetery, and he gets really angry, and he writes a letter to them. And it actually turns out that the people who stole it are sort of connected to the earth, kind of magical protectors kind of thing, and they kind of come for him, and you figure out that he's not just a human being either, and it goes on from there.
That sounds actually really cool.
Yeah, so if you just keep following my channel, and maybe you'll, by that time I'll get a website or something, you'll probably get to see that one.
Yeah, awesome. You were mentioning how promos are different than in short films. Like, in what way is it? Because there's not really enough actors, or is it? How is that really different in a way?
Well, promos, you don't need actors. In promos, there's actually people who aren't actors, really. So, and they're not used to the camera. They're not used to performing, I guess. So it's a little hard and takes a lot longer for them to get the, you know, their part, their words right. Not mm-hmm. the part, because it's not really scripted, except. Well, it is actually scripted. I lied earlier. It's a little scripted, just because people have to know what they're going to say. But mm-hmm. it's not fictional, I suppose. So, yeah, I think the biggest difference is the people aren't really actors.
Okay.
And it's, you know, a non-fictional, I guess. There's non-fictional films, too. But, yeah, the actors.
Okay, so that's, like, the biggest difference. I got you on that.
Yes,
one. Awesome.
Yes.
There's a piece of audio you brought in with us today,
mm-hmm.
and it's for Veg Fest, for 2016. It's a promo. Do you want to give any backstory on it?
Yeah, like I talked about, one of my friends, she asked me if I could do that after, you know, I've been to a Veg Fest last year. That was the very first Veg Fest that Fargo Moorhead has ever had, and mm-hmm. they've been all over the country, and I thought that was pretty cool. And she asked me if I could do one for this year's. And I thought, why not? Because it's really good practice, too. And, you know, it adds to my portfolio. And so I did it. We went over to Moorhead Mall and we shot some scenes. And since I don't have any footage from this year's Veg Fest, seeing as it didn't happen yet, I pulled up some from last year's.
Okay.
And just to show people what it's going to be like. And I put something together along with my sister.
Awesome.
Who designed awesome graphics, by the way. But you can't see them on the radio, so you're going to have to go on the channel.
Yeah, that's the one thing about... That's the magic of radio is what I like to call it. this is... I'll play this for you guys. It's a little sneak peek of this VegFest promo that Shizoda did here. And just hope you enjoy it. So, here we go.
Mark October 15th on your calendars and come be a part of Fargo Moorhead Veg Fest.
Veg Fest is a festival dedicated to sharing information on a healthy vegan lifestyle.
It all came about because of the Twin Cities Veg Fest. I'd done some tabling at our local college, handing out vegan samples, but nothing as big as a Veg Fest. I knew I wanted to do it, but how? Soon after, I was asked to serve vegan food at a local sci-fi convention, and we did, giving away food to about 700 people in a few days' time. We did that 2 years in a row in 2013 and 14. After accomplishing that, I knew a Veg Fest would be easier to pull off than that. So with a few amazing volunteers, we did it.
This year's Veg Fest will be fun. We'll have lots of free goodies.
We'll have tasty food from Lucid Bakery, as well as other great vendors.
Many amazing people will come to speak, including Dr. Neil Barnard from PCRM, Nicholas Coughlin from Compassionate Man, Joey Haynes, a local vegan chef, and Mistress Ginger.
The point of this is to show people how easy it is to be vegan.
Yeah, all right. So that was just a little sneak peek of a promo she did for VegFest over in 2016. You got a lot of people in that little promo. Could you just give a statement on who they are? Yeah, there we go. There you go.
Yeah, most of them are, you know, not my friends exactly, but we sort of became friends quickly after that promo.
Oh, I'm sure.
Some of them, like one of them is not the host, but the person who makes the Veg Fest happen. She's an organizer, as you know, if you will. And then it was her son and her husband in there, too. And there were bakers from the Fargo area. And
yeah.
I think there was a radio host on there, too.
Awesome.
And that's... I don't even know. I think there were other people, too, who did other kind of cool things.
Oh, I'm
that
sure.
I don't... But
yeah.
I think it was really cool because it was a different cast of people. It was like... the people that I wouldn't usually meet, if you know, I wouldn't have met them if I didn't agree to do this promo, but I'm glad I did because I got to meet them, and
yeah,
it's always nice.
Totally. That's amazing. And how you do you ever get worried about working with some of the different type of groups, maybe, or people that you work with? Like, is it hard to relate with them in a way?
I've never had the problem of relating with people because, at this point, I've only worked with the people from the high school that I used to go to and,
yeah.
you know, the people who are vegan just as I am. And in both cases, we had something to talk about, you know, behind the scenes. There's obviously not just the thing you see. There's, a couple of hours to make this short, this promo. And, you know, it took a whole day to make Remembered, and then it took... a few hours to shoot that one scene that we were shooting for by the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think I've ever had the problem of, you know, relating with people. And I think that was what was awesome about it because I got into work with cool people who
yeah.
weren't awkward. But I guess, you know, that's Minnesota.
So, yeah, good.
Everybody's nice.
Yeah, that is really cool. Minnesota friendly, as they call
Minnesota
it, you know.
Friendly, yes.
Which I bet you might miss in California. But no, anywho. But I'm sure as did you say like about 2 years or so you've been doing all these short films about, was it?
Oh, I think 2 years I've been thinking about them. 1 year, the last year is when I actually I guess 2 years, but last year was when I got really serious about it because I actually went to college for film production. Now I'll, you know, wait a year in California to get the residency and to get settled down, and then I'll, you know, transfer to another university down there.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's
okay. And now, like, I'm sure you've dealt with a lot of talent just so far of the very short career that you've done. And,
I said definitely a lot of talent. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, yeah, because, like, you get, you got people from the school, you got people from Fargo, actually, that have been in your films and everything. And it's just, that's a really cool thing that you have that much talent all together and for a little
film.
It is
really amazing, too.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, you go, I guess you don't think about it at the time. Like, yeah, everyone's your friends, people. But then when you look back on what everybody made happen, this whole cool project that you worked on together, and you see all this talent compiled together, it's sort of like inspiring too. That's part of the reason why I guess I went into this profession. I started as wanting to be an actress, and then because I saw the behind the scenes and how people have fun, you know, you see those bloopers, and I've always wanted to be a part of that. And then obviously as you grow older, you find causes you want to, you know, fight for. For me, it was veganism and the animals' rights. I think that's what pushes me. But then it's also, you know, the inspiration after, you know, the rush, I guess, that you get after getting a project done and, you know, working with people.
Uh-huh. Which is, I bet, a very good feeling to have all that hard work completed and people can actually see your work that you did and how much hard work went into it, actually.
Yeah, I guess I don't know if most people realize how much hard work goes into even making these, you know, starting the short films, but it is a lot of work. And that's why there's such long credits at the end of the movie that you go to, because, you know, movie making is a collaborative effort, even though you only hear mostly the main actors and the director, but it's a lot of people put work into it. I think, I would assume it's similar to music too, because it's the artist, but then you get, you know, the people who, you know, help you record, right? I guess I don't know music as well, but then if you make CDs, you need to find photographers and all that stuff.
Just like everything, I think actually any profession actually is like all together is like there's a lot more people that go into it than others think.
I would, you know, even like with, I don't know.
Doctors.
Say anything. Yeah.
Or something, you know? Because it's you get the main people, but you got all the back behind the scenes. Like a TV show, even.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got the executive producers, all that.
Oh, definitely.
And but you have that one person that's in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's just, it's how it is, you know?
But I think as you and, you know, get older, I think, even though you don't get into these professions, but I think everybody starts understanding a little how much work, well, I guess not everybody, but the people who are listening, I'm sure, understand how much work goes into, you know, even making this radio show and making the films, but it's, I don't know, I guess it depends on the person to maybe open their eyes and see behind the, what you see, just behind the film, to see the message, to see the hard work, not just get the, you know, the entertainment out of it, but also get something, a lesson, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Too? Yeah.
Totally, yeah.
I'm just saying stuff, but it sort of makes sense.
No, it does, it does.
In my head it makes sense.
I know that feeling, no. that is the kind of the cool thing. I know we're kind of lingering on this, but it's a very true thing that how much work goes into some of these things.
Yes.
It's a lot.
It's like a lot of work.
Like, so many hours go into it, and it's pretty amazing if you ask me. But altogether, you said all of your inspirations, and I believe it's been a really good interview. Is there any way people can get a hold of you? I haven't asked that yet.
Oh, I think, I don't know if there's a feature on, I think on YouTube I put my email address, if they go onto my channel, Floramina. And there's a place that you can find to contact the person.
Okay.
And then my email address will be there. Or you can look look me up, yeah, I guess, on Facebook if you can find out how to spell my name.
Sure, totally, yeah. So just so people know, like, if they have something they want to get out in the public eye, they can hopefully contact you and you maybe work out a deal with them. But just keep in mind, folks, that she's going to California, so you better hurry up maybe soon. In 2 days is all you got for now.
2 days.
Unless you want to get her to California or something.
Hey, if you're down there.
Exactly. You're doing a little vacation or something about some, or maybe a big event down there. But, and it's been a pretty good interview, and if you guys owe it to yourselves if you go and check out her YouTube channel, which is Flora Mina, and,
it's Mina.
Mina?
Mina.
Sorry.
Yes,
no, it's
okay,
both
that's
ways.
Okay.
I have
it
a coworker that has Mina, but
really?
Anywho.
Yeah.
Okay. I apologize.
M-I-N-A. Yep.
M-I-N-A. Yeah. So, F-L-O-R-A-M-I-N-A. So, and you can go there and check out her work. It's really well-done work for only about 2 years on doing all this.
Yep.
And you owe it to yourselves. Very good, talented directors and good actors as well. Excuse me. I need some water soon. So is there any final words? Because we're getting close to the end of our hour here on our interview. And I do want to thank you for joining me here today as my first guest on New Artists on Air. Is there any last words you'd like to leave the folks today?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thanks for inviting me to do this, especially,
yeah.
I think it was something cool to do before moving away from this area. And I guess the last things I'd like to thank Minnesota and North Dakota for being such awesome states and sort of our first home away from home, I guess. And there was a quote I read in one of the books that I have at home, which said, if you know, you have a choice between making art and getting that out to people, or, you know, garbage, if you will. Mm-hmm. Why not choose art?
Okay.
Why not choose something that matters?
And okay.
Yeah, that's what I want to go by. I want to make art, and I want to make it about something that matters to me.
Nice.
And if that doesn't get me the biggest, better deals, bestest deals, that's not a problem. As long as, you know, you follow your heart. Cheesy, yes, but you know it. You know, makes you feel good, and that's the best way to live.
There you go. There's a good quote. We should write that down. Just people listening, write that quote down because the
best way to live
you.
Is to follow your heart. Yes.
There you go. Kind of cliche, but hey, that's what you have to do with some of the
rings. True,
it does. Some cliches do ring true. That's the thing. But yeah, well, I do want to once again thank you so much for coming on my first show here.
Funding for this program has been made possible by a generous grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. If you like what you hear and want to hear more, you can visit prx.org or easyradio.org.